From Colorado Public Radio News, I'm Mike Lamp. Studies show that by fourth grade, a third of students have lost interest in science. A school in the Adams 12 district is bucking that trend. Its focus is STEM. That stands for science, technology, engineering, and math. It's the first kindergarten through eighth grade STEM school in Colorado. Its unique approach has proven so popular, the district has just opened another one. In the second of her two-part series on teaching science, Colorado Public Radio education reporter Jenny Brundine looks at how one school is rewriting how the subject is taught and how that changes how students respond.
Penny Euchre spent a lot of time in and out of science classrooms. It was part of her job as her district's science coordinator. A lot of times, though, what she saw disturbed her.
They were disengaged. Some would have their heads down. It was a heartbreak to walk into a high school classroom and the teacher delivering what they considered their finest delivery, and students with earbuds in, heads down.
Even the students who were paying attention didn't cheer up Euchre because she had spent time in industry and didn't think they would cut it either.
Your highly compliant students, your AP students, are busy taking notes, they're recording everything, but I knew what they're learning and how they're learning it will not prepare them for what they have to deliver in the workplace.
They have to deliver critical thinking, solving problems related to real life. So Euchre went on a mission to find schools doing this, but she couldn't find any. None. Even fancy schools with science in their names weren't doing anything close to the critical thinking, creativity, and risk-taking she envisioned. She wanted children in charge of their own discovering. So she got together with industry partners, and they designed a curriculum grounded in the real world. She mixed in all the best ideas she'd seen over the years to create the STEM Magnet Lab.
Is it the same as that one?
Yeah.
It has baking soda and calcium chloride.
Most STEM schools start in middle school. Euchre knew to be a game changer, hers had to start in kindergarten, get kids hooked on science before they lose interest. Instead of lectures or hands-on learning that follows cookie-cutter instructions, projects created by students would be central, and using that style of teaching, not just in science classes, but in all subjects. In a nutshell,
It's a shift of energy from the teacher to the student.
What does that mean exactly? Okay, let's take wind turbines. In a typical science class, a teacher tells you something like, it transfers kinetic energy from the wind into mechanical energy. Or you'd follow the exact experiment the teacher demonstrates for you. Here, the real key to learning is that kids create and build their own investigations.
Like with the blades, so we should do 30 degrees, 60, and 90, and see which degree of the ink.
Joey Rodriguez and his partner Kyle Hoffman have to figure out something that would change the number of volts a wind turbine produces. They decide to test the angle of the blades.
Maybe those angles won't work with the blades. We should probably test like a ton of angles and see which ones work the best.
Joey checks his design steps and glances at his written hypothesis. But after that, he's free, absolutely free to test out ideas, challenge his partner, throw out suggestions, build with his hands. It's loud and animated. Teacher Karen Johnson.
And you'll notice that to have 7 or 8 groups of students that are doing different things can create a lot of stress. But I've learned just to put the learning in the hands of the kids.
Not all teachers are okay with that, but here it's the MO. And says art teacher Karen Bennett, teachers have to be cool with the fact that they might not know everything.
That's really an honest relationship with your kids. I don't know. Let's find out. And you share that enthusiasm with them. Let's find out. You don't have to know the answers. You need to know what a good question is.
And the students seem to prefer that. Virtually every kid interviewed says what they didn't like in their old schools was regurgitating onto worksheets what they heard teachers say. In fact, many kids here say they got into trouble at their old schools. But here they say learning is fun. And what they mean by that, for example, in social studies, they might do simulations of historical events. This kid likes that they may play a game using lots of math and history.
Because when we trade for our land, we have to write all that down and calculate it when we battle, which is actually really fun because you have to do a whole bunch of push-ups and sit-ups. And in one, you have to roll a quarter across the
room. To get kids to truly love science, school leaders believe it needs to overlap with art, music, history, and other subjects. Problems are analyzed through different lenses, economic, environmental, whatever applies to the problem. Art teacher Karen Bennett.
They're thinking way, way outside the box. And that's the type of thinking we have to have for the 21st century. How do you approach a problem from many different angles? Become a divergent thinker, not a box thinker.
And then we're going to measure the angles.
Back in the sixth grade engineering class, Joey Rodriguez is trying a bunch of different ways to keep his blades from hitting the motor. He and his partner argue a bit over reverse polarity.
White is input, black is output.
Again and again, the kids get stuck on something, like hooking up the voltmeter.
The wire on the tip is too thick right now. I'm going to try to, like, smooth it out.
But again and again, they try something different to figure it out. And just before the class is about to end...
Now we're getting volts. Wait, hold on, I want to test something.
Joey Rodriguez looks satisfied. In 2 years, he's gone from a kid who didn't like learning, who didn't think he was good at anything, to a great student. In fact, test scores show the STEM magnet lab is tops in fourth grade math, 100% of students at grade level or above, with 82% efficiency in fifth grade science. The district average is 45%. The school has received national attention, and about 30 local schools have visited to see the model in action. Teachers say the model couldn't work without this. Bosses who give them the freedom to take risks and bring their own interests into the classroom. Today, fifth grade teacher Kurt Helfrich's class is learning dance moves as he plays the ukulele. The former surfer and rock and roller admits teaching here is a lot of work.
It is very intense here.
But the freedom to be creative and work with teachers who share his passion about what can be done with students is what makes this school different from any other he's taught in.
That's what makes this place so special and so different. I see that as incredibly sustainable. I waited 2 decades to get in a place where this would happen, and now it's happening. It's exciting.
So a night it starts to snow.
So a night it starts to snow.
Jenny Brundine, Colorado Public Radio News.
And outside it's freezing cold.
What's that sound up on my roof?
What's that sound up on my roof?
Sounded like stampeding
hooves. Sounded like stampeding hooves.
There's some douche house, ho, ho, ho.
There's some douche house, ho, ho, ho.
To the rooftop I must go.
To the rooftop I must go.
I climb a ladder to the roof.